Blog Talk Radio.
Show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I sure am glad you did. Man, I am very, very excited for our guests today. I was just before the show, I was talking to them and telling them here in South Florida where I'm at. They're actually in Los Angeles right today, but I'm in South Florida, as many of you know, and we're in the middle of a cold snap. It's crazy. We've had to turn on the heat the last two nights in our house. Woke up this morning and went outside, and it was, you know, like 60 degrees, which is, you know, I can hear all the eyes rolling in the rest of the country. But for South Florida, it's cold. Yeah, it's kind of funny to see. Everybody's walking around in sweaters and boots and coats and hats. But, you know, we're just moving right along. Our guests today are a pair of, that we've got some, they've made this cool movie, and this is one of the coolest movies I've seen this year. And as everybody knows, you know, I'm a little bit eccentric, I guess, would be the polite way to put it. But I love stuff that makes you think, and this film definitely did. Not only is it a feast for your brain, it is a feast for your eyes as well. This was just a beautifully shot movie, and without further ado, let's talk about it. I would like to welcome the people behind this fantastic film out of Russia, Great Land, and writer-director Dana. Man, I'm going to try to say her last name here. I'm probably going to carve it up. Ziva Shiva, I believe it is. And, of course, also on the line with this is Igor. Man, where's Igor? Igor Darbo. There it is. I knew I would find it somewhere in my notes here. Gosh. Anyway, here it is. Welcome, guys. How are you?
We're fine. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Hopefully I got the names right. I'm hoping. I didn't mean to mess them up. Good. Let me ask you guys, first off, fantastic film. I'm just blown away by it. I really enjoyed this movie. I've actually watched this movie a couple of times now, and not because, I didn't get it the first time. I just wanted to go back. It is so interesting that it kept pulling me back to watch it again and again. And I know that's going to be the case for, I would say, almost everybody who watches it. How did the idea of this film, it's pretty poignant to the world we're living in, but how did the whole concept of making this film come into being?
We lived in so many countries all over the world, and we were observing the trends around the world, like how the societies were developing and what the politicians were doing. And when we came to the U.S., it suddenly all clicked for us. And I decided to write a script. I just saw this, like, imaginary country, and I was putting in it everything that I saw around the world and also in the United States. And suddenly, you know, it just poured on paper. You know, I did not need to write the script. It was like in the matrix, you know. I was sitting at my table, and I was looking, and things were just appearing in front of my eyes. And I was just like, you know, like a conductor. And it was for all those ideas, and I was just writing them down. So this whole world, it kind of like, it came from within me, but it was also something that I absorbed from outside, from like everything, from the cosmos, but also from our planet Earth.
Oh, well, fantastic. It almost doesn't surprise me, because this is such an interesting film and such an interesting story. You know, I read a biography one time about Jack Kerouac when he wrote On the Road, And he said something very similar. He said, I was just taken and I wrote nonsense. It just poured out, you know? And I think great art is like that. I know sometimes, man, when I'm painting a painting, sometimes if it's a good painting, that'll happen. Other times, man, they fight me. They fight me and I don't want to do it. But it's good when that happens. I recognize that. That's fantastic. It makes, I don't want to give the movie away because I want people to watch it. It is available, right? People can pick this up and stream it and whatnot.
Absolutely. It's available on all the streaming platforms, on Prime, Google Play. It's on YouTube Movies, and it just came out on Tubi for people who want to watch it for free.
There you go. I like that platform, Tubi. That's one of the and I'm not making light of the terrible tragedies that have happened during this pandemic, but one of the things in it is that everybody knows how to stream now. Everybody knows how to work those Roku players and all of that. There's no
question, right.
You know. And Tubi's one of those and folks, you can, if you don't have Tubi, you can get it on your PlayStation and your Roku or whatever on your phone. But it's a good little platform. I like that. And it's free, you know, and it's very cool. This movie, man, what a statement, especially during these times. Now, were you guys stateside when the pandemic hit, or did you guys come after all this was happening? Where were you guys when everything went down this year?
No, actually, we came to the States in 2015, and the idea up in 17, so way before the pandemic hit. It just happened to be, like, very much in line with everything that was happening, like, as we were finishing the movie. So that became, like, a story in the movie itself, like that, oh, my God, this movie is so visionary, and it's telling what we are living now.
Oh. Well, there you go. And the election with the cat and the dog, it's crazy. What a marketing campaign. No, I'm teasing. I don't want to make light of all the bad stuff that's happened, but that is amazing. So, yeah, I forget, like so many people that aren't in the entertainment business, the movie business, you know, to us civilians, we oftentimes will watch a show or a movie or something and we'll think, oh, well, they just filmed this, you know, last month, last week maybe. No, that's not always the case. It's never the case.
That's right. Yeah, some people thinking, oh, we just made a movie about the virus, about the pandemic, like in a couple of months after the lockdown started. But in fact, the movie was created in 2017 and shot in 18, so that had really nothing to do with the current event. It's just because it's a reflection on our present world and where it's heading. We just got a lot of things right, and it happens that current events are reflected in the film, but that's more an accident than a marketing plan.
Yes, you cannot make a movie in a matter of months, especially a movie like Great One that has more than 300 visual effects. So it was in post-production for quite some time. It was not shot yesterday.
Well, it's amazing, and it makes such good commentary on so many things of, political correctness and social justice and what have you. The things that, you know, the world is changing, and I keep telling people, I'm a little bit, I'm turning into an old man now. I never thought that would happen, but it is. And my younger friends, they're like, well, surely you knew this was, things were headed in this. I'm like, no, I didn't have any clue whatsoever. I think some of the things are good, some of them are bad, but, it's a weird world. It's changing a lot and quickly. But you guys had your finger on the pulse of it. That's amazing to me. That's fantastic. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
This is a message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Older adults and people of any age who have serious underlying medical conditions are at higher risk for severe illness from COVID-19. If you are at higher risk, you should stay home as much as possible and avoid close contact with people who are sick to protect yourself. Call your doctor if you have concerns about COVID-19 and your medical condition, or if you get sick. For more information, visit cdc.gov.
Elbae Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime. And treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit MakingCancerHistory.com.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's R-O-X-X, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com. Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi, folks. Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion. Fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and, of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool, and these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com, MichelleAlbion.com, MichelleAlbion.com. Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
Thank you.
Yes, some people say that yes, we are like right spot on. Some people, for example, there was one manga YouTuber who said that no, your vision is outdated, especially when it comes to the politics, because this is not anymore like between cats and dogs. The candidates are not like all the same, like, you know, and their program actually matters these days. But to those skeptics, I would say, watch the movie again. Maybe you will see something that you didn't see first time. For example, you, Jamie, you watched it many times, and I'm so happy to hear that. Because some people, they tend to, like, after the first 10 minutes, they will switch off. For example, when the movie premiered at the Moscow Film Festival at the beginning of October, people were walking out of the cinema because some critics, some audience members, they were outraged by what they saw. You know, some, like, the audience is rather conservative in Russia. And they didn't even give movie a chance. And all we are asking for is for viewers to watch it till the end and see the arc of the movie and give us a chance. We have something to say. Maybe it can be of interest to everybody.
It's a complex vision of society. It's not a, you know, it's not a partisan movie. It's not a conservative movie. It's not a leftist movie. It just shows that, you know, we all want more personal freedom and more individual rights to be recognized. And that's all good. But what the movie is showing really is how these desires, they are kind of manipulated and weaponized by an elite that is just using them to pit people one against another. And then you have those antagonism in the society between people, like for trivial reasons, basically. And meanwhile, they just continue ruling. That's what we wanted to show. It's more complex than just, you know, mocking the woke culture or like looking at those evil like elite on the island, etc. It's a complete look on the society.
Well, absolutely, and it doesn't surprise me. And I think that that's a good thing that some people didn't get it. What that tells me, and like I said, I've been around a little bit. That tells me that we're talking about art, and we're talking, and everybody sees something different. Art is oftentimes a mirror to the observer, and sometimes if it makes you a little uncomfortable, that means it's good art. And that's, I like that. That's one of the things I dug about this movie, and I love the classism noted with the alphas and whatnot, the islands and the elites, because I'm telling you, you're spot on with that. You know, they're not pulling punches, and I love that. I'm telling you, folks, if you like, say, the movie and, you know, Brazil, you're going to dig this movie. This is fantastic, and it's good science fiction, and just, I don't think that I have seen a movie this colorized in
That's
forever.
Right.
You know, I'm blown away by it.
This is truly independent. That's not a movie that could be done in the studio system. It's way too free.
No, absolutely. And for anybody who's naysaying about any of that, you know, I say, oh, not a fan of Rocky Horror, huh? You know, and then that would probably shut them up. You know, it doesn't. This is not a Marvel superhero movie, and I'm glad it's not, because it. Well, it might be nice, you know, flying around in a jet or something, or you know, having a big swimming pool for you guys. But for us, the rest of us out here, it's great because it forces you to think about things and to look. I'm telling you, watch. Here's my thing: is I want people to watch this film and then turn on the news for half an hour, because you're gonna go. Yeah, I get it. It's crazy. Were you guys? Oh yeah. Did you guys always think want to go in that direction of having it be so colorful and so and it's such an explosion of sensation and whatnot? Like when you were screenwriting it, you had that vision.
Yes, I am a big fan of Bollywood movies. I always like that in the middle of like whatever drama is happening, they would burst into dancing, and it's all so colorful, and I'm completely mesmerized by the spectacle. I just like love people dancing in colorful clothes dancing. I was also, for example, it's not only in India that you could see something like this. For example, when I was in Brazil during the Rio Carnival, I was completely fascinated, mesmerized, taken by, for example, the culture of gay balls. It's like, you know, when they are dressing up and they are coming all together and they are all in one place and you are there and you are completely, you know, you are surrounded by drag queens, you are surrounded by those creative, extremely creative transgender people, and there is it's so much fun, it's so intoxicating, and I wanted to convey that too. I wanted to render, like, to give homage to all those like cultural influences, because they're entertaining. I love it, and I wanted to show it. And exactly, I was very much inspired by the Rocky Horror Picture Show. I hope that Graceland would have the longevity, at least, like, you know, like maybe like 10 times less longevity, but it's the same the longevity of the Rocky Horror Picture Show, this lasting cultural effect and also impact on the way we think, the way we see things.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I love your film, and you know, there's so many, like you said, there's hundreds and hundreds of so many nuanced things. You know, the ever-present mother, you know, from the Watches and whatnot. And all I have to do, I have to ride a bus, and I look at everybody's. Maybe they don't have a, well, they're getting watches now. That's the latest thing I'm seeing. But everybody has a phone, you know, and yeah, there you go. You're getting your little
That's
dose
right.
of serotonin.
And
Now we
Jimmy,
can
there is
play in your
one more layer.
Yeah.
There is one more layer
It's so.
to the mother because, for example, you see at one point when they are manipulating the audience, spoiler alert, so when they are manipulating the audience, the girl asks, why we were saying one thing and now, like 5 minutes later, we're saying something completely opposite. Where mother is
Right.
contradicting herself. And then the boy says, it doesn't matter. Mother can say whatever she wants. And everybody would believe it. And it's true. That's how it like transpires in the movie. Because
Oh.
mother can say one thing one like now. And then 5 minutes later, she changes completely to the opposite opinion. And everybody would just follow her because she's mother. She's this voice, omnipresent voice that comes from the watch, from the screen.
Absolutely. It's, you know, it's, and we're moving that way. I just don't, I hope when people watch this, first off, I hope they're so entertained and mesmerized by just the beauty of this film, like I was and whatnot. And then your brain starts working and you're asking these questions and you're seeing it, you know, you're seeing it in your own life and whatnot. And it isn't that life is imitating art or art is imitating life. It's just the curtain. It helps open that curtain, that veil. I love this film. I'm a big fan of it. I want everybody to go watch this weekend. And you know, the Christmas season's coming up. What a great Christmas movie. You know, we all have those crazy uncles.
What a
What's on in front of them?
Christmas movie.
That's right. That's turn off the football and put on Greatland. That's what I say. you will be the talk of everybody will talk about that Christmas for years to come. This is a fantastic film. Now, did you guys film this in L.A. or where was this all filmed at?
Yeah, it's all filmed in L.A. And around L.A., but Los Angeles area,
nice.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
That's fantastic.
I mean, we look for very specific locations because we're trying to build that dystopian world where there are no cars, there is no written language, people don't work. So we need everything kind of desolate and idle. So we spend a lot of time
Right.
like scouting and finding the right spots. But yeah.
But truth to be told, it was not so difficult to find those places.
Oh, there are many.
I was
there are many
say,
desolate places
they went
the way.
Down to the Greyhound station. you know, they went down.
Oh, we had fun. We painted the whole like there's an entire shopping mall area where that was abandoned, and we
Right.
had our art department painted the entire facade in all those bright colors and drawings and everything. That was excellent.
Wow. Well, let me ask you this. This was such a great film. I'm clicking on IMDb now to see other. Well, yeah, you guys. Well, no, not that many. You've made a few movies, huh? Defenders of Life, I'm seeing.
Yes.
You know, I'm on
this
your,
is my second movie.
This was kind of. Was this your first feature?
No, this is my sophomore feature. My first feature was exactly Defenders of Life.
Oh, I see. I see. Okay. Yeah. Well, man, let me ask you this. You guys wrote this in 2017, shot in 2018. That's 2 years, well, 3 years now that we're out on, you know, Tubi and everything. That's a long time for a project, but not crazy for a movie, you know. It just, I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you do it to, you know,
Well, a lot of
you
that,
come home and you
yeah, a lot of that comes down to
ask Igor and say, hey, for the next 3 years, we're going to be doing this. you know, everybody signs up. That's amazing.
You get, you gotta really like the script, you know, because you know you're on for a long ride. But no, it's a lot of the post production takes more time, and also, you know, it's an independent project, so you spend time like raising, you keep raising money as you are in post, and then we had so many visual effects shots that we had to deal with. And the editing, then there's the whole process of finding the right distributor for the film. So actually 3 years from inception to like launching to the audience is not that long of a time. That's kind of a regular time frame for indie.
Yes, and also because right. We retained creative control over everything. Greatland is a very specific world that I wanted to build exactly the way I saw it. And it started in pre-production when I worked with several designers, like set designers, until we found the right, you know, the right tone. Because it had to be mm-hmm. the middle between, you know, something that is decrepit, abandoned, like, you know, end of the empire feeling, and then something that is like colorful, because it's like all those colorful posters are slapped on the obsolete infrastructure, like a band-aid, you know, to divert your attention from it. So that was the vibe. And then in post-production, we had to recreate a lot. We had to create a lot of like additional elements, like to Greatland, and that also took time, because of course implementation was complicated because we have some like three-dimensional effects, like very complex visual effects in the movie, but also exactly finding the right tone, finding the right sound that goes with it, finding the right effect that goes with it, because lots of like devices that are in the movie, no one, like pulverizer, like sensitivity stick, no one saw it before. We had to create it from scratch, and it takes time to find those things.
Yeah, exactly. We were wondering how the streets sound in a world where there are no cars, there are no factories, nobody works. That's kind of like you have to be very creative and inventive. So that took time to find the right tone and atmosphere.
Oh, that's amazing. It sounds like where I'm from, Detroit. No, I'm kidding. Don't send me emails, people. I'm sure I've heard Detroit. I haven't been back in a while. I've heard it's very nice now. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beattie, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are 2 separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another, a friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form smiles.
Ruxgear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierocks.us.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, one of the breakout performances in this was, of course, Ulysses, the character Ulysses, played by Armin Darbo. Now, Igor, is any relation to him?
Absolutely.
Because I just
yeah,
have similarity in names.
Yeah, we are related. Armin is my son, but unlike me, he can actually act. Like I think you saw that.
Oh, come
and
on.
He was in a big school shooting movie like 2 years ago, directed by Vincent Grashow. It's called And Then I Go. It's a very intense like movie, and he has had his career like over the years. Started in China. And now in LA, he's also a musician. So that was like, the production just imposed him on me. You know, I had no choice.
Now I gotcha. Well, and it sounds like. Now here's the difference. Here's the difference between, Armand and what a lot of people who want to be doing what Armand's doing is Armand's working.
That's
a
right.
lot going on. And,
that's right.
You know. That's one of the things I tell anybody that's trying to get into any kind of business, you know, not just entertainment, is it seems to me everybody I've ever met and they're successful in whatever they're doing is they work. They work. And just like you
that
guys,
is very
you
good
know.
Thing.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people, it's hard for them to get that concept.
I don't know anybody who works harder than Dana, you know, so like you're spot on this.
Oh. Well, Dana, you know that, you know, it's funny because you'll talk to people and they're like, oh, yeah, I put in a 12-hour day the other day. And you're like, 12 hours? Are you kidding me? I did 17 and it was a Tuesday and I'm going to do 18 tomorrow. And it's just everybody that's successful at how they are, you know, they work. It's amazing. It's amazing. Here you guys are making movies. How cool is this? You know, you're living the dream. That's amazing. Now, let me ask you, Dana, was it hard wearing all these different types of hats, writing, directing? I'm sure you were overseeing and editing. And, you know, and I know how indie film is. You know, you're doing everything, it seems like, or you're doing a lot of it, or you're there, you know. Is that difficult to do, or you just don't know any other way to do it?
Yes, it's the second. I don't know any other way of doing it. I'm very meticulous. And I enjoy providing my input. I enjoy guiding creative personnel that works with me on every aspect of the movie. You know, before we started shooting the first scene, I was like, you know, I was dirtying the toy microwave in Ulysses' room because I said, like, it's just too immaculate. It doesn't look real. Like, we have to, like, he's been using it for so many years since he was a toddler. So, like, let's flash on it. I was personally myself, you know, like smearing snot on it or something because I wanted it to look real. I want the world to people believe in the world. I have to sell it to people. And part of it is actors, it's visual effects, it's sound effects, it's the set design. Everything goes into building this world, I'm in it. I'm in it from the beginning till the very end. And I enjoy this process, but what I enjoy much less is stress that comes with it because we were an indie production and money were of the essence, money and time. That was creating additional stress. And I hope that later in my career, I'm more, like, you know, I have more funds in my disposal so that I can be more relaxed because this way I think we can create like 10 times more you know, of a show.
Yeah, but I think, you know, this did not look to me, this did, and I'm going to be 100% honest with you right now, 100% honest, this did not look like, I hate the word, like a cheap film product. I don't know, you must have had amazing cameras or, you know, I guess that's what they call it, talent. This came, just from the film aspect of this, this looked great to me. You know, it looked very cool, and I liked the fact that it wasn't all 100% CGI and these big Star Trek effects and whatnot. This was, because it sold that dystopian feel and vibe to it, you know?
Absolutely. It, I think really, the look they were going for with the cinematographer and Dana was, they call that futuristic vintage. So that's... That's the idea. That this,
I like
this is
that.
A future that is low tech, that is not particularly like impressive technologically or visually. So it had to be like very, very unique. It's not like those dystopian movies that are showing a very advanced society with military control over them, etc. Like Greatland is like
mind control.
It's mind control, and people are laid back, and infrastructure is just like not taken care of, and everybody's just taking it easy,
partying
while being oppressed.
Yeah, yeah, having a good time. Nobody's working. That's the thing,
right.
You know. Nobody's, you know, and it reminds me. I forget who said it. I don't think Korsky or somebody. But somebody said everybody loves anarchy until the garbage starts to smell. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's and that's what I got from this film. That's one of the things I thought about when I watched it. I'm like, you know, everybody wants dessert, but nobody wants the meal first. And you know, you have to have the potatoes first before you have a cake. otherwise, you
but
get
the
sick.
People on the island they understand that. They just prey on those like you know basic instincts of the people and let them just. To their own devices without any help or ambition for their lives.
The whole bread and circuses thing, you know, it's like Rome, you know, it's crazy. It's crazy, but crazy good. This is such a good movie. And folks, you know, like you were saying, it's on Prime Video. It's included with Prime. You could, I'll blast out the link to the, and also the Tubi link as well. So, you know, there's no excuse not to watch this film. And you know what? Message me back if you disagree with me, because I'll argue. I'll fight you on it. This is a good movie, man. I like this film. This is a great film.
Yeah,
more importantly, you know, instead of
message
me,
leave a review. Easy to find.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, well, it's very, very cool. Now, I have to ask you, I know we're up against time, and I've kept you guys longer than I meant, but you're fascinating to talk to. Just a final question. Are the gears turning? Because I want to see more for the next project.
Well, I mean, the ending is open. I would say no more.
I gotcha. I tried to get it in there, ladies and gentlemen. I tried. Well, this is a fantastic film. It's a fantastic film, and I can't wait to see, you know, you both are so good at what you do, and, you know, just keep doing it, man, because I definitely
Jamie.
Want to see more. Yeah, man.
Thank you very much.
This is great. Absolutely, absolutely. Well, folks, like I said, we're right up against the time, so we're going to wind it down, but like I said, after on all my social media, I'll be posting links so you can check this out. And I want everybody to watch it. And I'd like to thank you both for taking time out of your schedule to be on the show. I really appreciate it. And, you know, I really appreciated watching this film. This was a good film. It is a good
thank
film.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Jamie. Your support means the world to us because many people don't understand the movie. Some people do. And we are so psyched that we have your support and that you are helping more people to know about our movie. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, anytime. I just, you know, this is, like I said, a fantastic film. And it's full of really good performances and actors and actresses. We didn't even get into everybody. Bill Oberth Jr. is in this film, man. You know, there's some great names in this film. I was blown away.
Oh, yes.
Blown away.
It was fantastic.
Oh, very, very cool. Hey, everybody, this episode is going to be converted to a podcast here directly. It's going to be pushed on all the social media platforms and on all the podcasting platforms. We're on a whole bunch of them, and you can listen to this anytime you want, over and over again if you want to. But we're on all the big ones, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, all that kind of Spotify, everything, and Apple Podcasts. So very cool. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us today. We are going to be back. What is today? Today's Thursday. We'll be back tomorrow. We've got a brand new Karina Stahl and this fantastic music producer. Plastic is going to be on tomorrow. They have a brand new project called Divine Timing. It's a it's kind of what they call a down-tempo chill house album, and it's really good. And if you ever go to any of my art shows in the next, well, when the world opens up again, when we can do this again, you'll probably hear some of that album because it's just that good. We'll see everybody later. Check out Greatland and check my social media here in about 15 minutes, maybe 10, and you'll have direct links where you can watch it today. How about that? Very, very cool. Thanks, guys. Right. You guys are awesome.
Thank you. Thank you, Jamie.
Take it easy, Jamie.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Tana Oli, Pop Rocks Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.